It's a special Stank Gang podcast. Time to talk football with the brand new head football coach at Midwestern State University. But if you're a Midwestern State football fan, you're familiar with Rich Renner. He's been the longtime defensive coordinator, been promoted after the announcement of Bill Maskell's retirement. And how much of a surprise was all of this for Rich Renner?
Well, it was a big surprise, to be honest with you, just because of the timing and not prepared or any foreshadowing of this taking place. I mean, obviously we knew Coach Maskell wasn't going to coach forever, even though I really thought he would. I thought he would coach forever. But and again, 12 wins away from at least breaking the record of the most wins in the Lone Star Conference, and again, I for 17 years have been part of that and trying to help him reach that goal. And not that it was his goal in the big scheme of things, but as we got closer, it became a goal for him. And so then when he told me that, I was very shocked. I was very taken back.
Ron Harms, by the way, with the record with 172. Coach Maskell retired with 160. Averaged more than 8 wins a year. 5 Lone Star Conference championships here. So you're following a legendary figure in the history of football that hasn't always been easy. I'm sure that thought's crossed your mind.
Most definitely. I think anybody stepping in these shoes, I mean, these are huge shoes to fill, following a legend like Coach Maskell. And that was, again, that's why I never looked to be that coach in waiting or that next coach here at Midwestern State, just because I was very content and very happy with what we were doing. And again, you can't be somewhere for 17 years like a marriage. When you're with somebody for that long, then there obviously has to be togetherness, and obviously kind of the main, not same mindset, but similar mindsets and direction of where we're going. And you have to feel comfortable about that when you sleep at night, knowing that you're doing what's right for the young men that you're coaching and have the opportunity to recruit. And so that's why I've been here for so long, for many other reasons as well, but that was the main one. And again, I've been very blessed and fortunate to be in that one spot for 17 years.
But your demeanor is very much that of a head coach. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a huge change for you. Does that make sense? Or
well, yeah.
You seem a little surprised by that comment.
Yeah, I am kind of surprised because, again, I've never seen myself as a head coach. When I was younger, I always wanted to be a head coach, as all young coaches want to be. When you first get into this profession, you always say, hey, I want to be a head coach, run my own program, do this, do that. You have all these great ideas and what have you. And I'll never forget my second year as a graduate assistant under John L. Smith. We were running the stadium steps one day, and he normally had boosters come and run with him during the lunch period, and that was his stress reliever from the stress of the day. And he didn't have anybody to run with him that day, and so he asked me and another GA to go run with him, and he just asked us, point blank, as we're running in conversation of kind of what our plans were, and I told him, hey, I wanted to be a head coach just like you, John L. Smith, and he said, he goes, you don't want to do that. And I said, what? I said, what do you mean? I thought he was kidding, but he was like, hey, I don't want to. He goes, you don't want to do that. And I said, why not? And he says, well, you just got to remember now. He goes, that when you become the head coach, now you become a paper pusher more than you become a coaching position and the connection of with your group. And he said, at this level, he goes, I'm just basically a CEO like of a company. And he goes, I only see the bad kids. I don't see the good ones because they're always coming into my office that I got to, to have a talk with. And he goes, it's not as glamorous as you think. And that really changed my mindset a little bit after listening to him say that wasn't my goal. My goal was always to be a defensive coordinator. I always wanted to run the defense. And I guess if you want to say that prepares you or gets you closer to being a head coach and being a coordinator for the last 15 years, I've been very fortunate and blessed to do that and allowed to, to manage that side of the ball. And so, again, I guess that's why I never really thought about, being a head coach. Now, I've had opportunities in years past where they've come to me and asked me to be a head coach, and I've interviewed for head coaching jobs. Coach Maskell has really pushed me to do that and in other positions and in time to leave. But, again, I just didn't feel the situation was right. In this case, you know, having a great AD as Kyle Williams and a brand new president that I feel is going to do some great things for this campus and for our student athletes. And she is, you know, pro student. And that's what makes me fired up, because being here 17 years, you know what I mean? It is all, we're only here because of the students. And that's what I'm thankful for. And so when you put those students first, I just think that's awesome, you know, coming from a president's perspective. And so, I just think the situation was right. I think the situation, in the sense of the president, the AD, and then obviously giving keys to a Ferrari or a Lamborghini and saying don't wreck it. I mean, that's where I'm at right now. So I've got to keep it rolling.
How tough is this transition? Because you said in your press conference you're not going to serve as the defensive coordinator. You're going to find somebody else to fill that role. I know Coach Maskell is the special teams coach. Do you take over that role?
Most definitely. I think I'm going to definitely oversee the special teams. I don't know if I take over that role full time, in a sense that I'm going to do every aspect of it, but I'm going to definitely incorporate the assistant coaches. I think it's important, you know, especially as a head coach, I think it's important that I mentor the young coaches and prepare them and help them grow as a coach, not just in their position, because a lot of times, as when I was a position coach, I had that one position and that's all I did. And so therefore, you know, not only to delegate and give some more responsibility to young coaches or assistant coaches, but also too to help them grow and think outside the box in a different format and in a different side, you know, a different phase of the game. And so I just feel that I will definitely oversee it, definitely not necessarily run it probably all by myself, but definitely have the help of them. And again, that helps keep that connection with the players, because you're dealing with offense, defense,
right,
and specialist all in one with those six different phases of the game.
You mentioned also in your press conference that you were influenced by a lot of different head coaches, not just Bill Maskell. What did you learn? You mentioned John L. Smith as being one of them. What do you think you'll take away, and what do you think you'll incorporate yourself as a head coach that you've seen from either Bill Maskell or other head coaches?
Well, I think that's a great question. You know, there's a lot of things. I mean, I could go on and on, probably be here all day. But, you know, with Howard Schnellenberger, I mean, just the grit, the hard work, you know, things that Coach Maskell, you know, that old school mentality definitely, you know, instilled. And that's what kind of attracted me to Coach Maskell when I first got here, was, you know, that he was cut from that type of cloth. And that was something that I grew up with. That's something that I played in. That's something that I learned as a player at the University of Louisville until Howard left. And then, you know, when Ron Cooper got there, then he started giving us some side of, you know, of that player coach. You know, that was kind of the era or the time after that, you know, kids were needing a little bit more love and tender care and all that other stuff. So I think there has to be a great mixture of those two. And I saw that with John L. Smith, you know, after he got there that was kind of the third head coach that I'd worked for, second head coach I worked for, but again, the third head coach that I had dealings with at the college level, especially at the University of Louisville. And then I moved on to Austin Peay State University, where, you know, Bill Smith was, you know, very organized. He was very stickler for detail, kind of like Coach Maskell was as well. and he did some really good things with the staff and what have you, that I thought was really, really good, and with the players. And so, again, you know, taking all that experience from all those coaches over the years, again, has helped me here at Midwestern. And, again, we've incorporated a lot of those things already with Coach Maskell. I mean, that's one thing with Coach Maskell. You know, he's been awesome with, you know, with ideas that we have brought to the table, or we've gone to, you know, different big schools and watched how they did things. And he's allowed us to, you know, go and learn from, you know, I mean, you got to remember now, there's all these Division I schools that are within 150 miles of us that we get a chance to go and watch and observe and get ideas from, you know, for all these years. And so, you know, again, I've been very blessed and fortunate for that.
What's the one thing, I'm sure you've thought about it over the years, what's the one thing you want to do as a head coach that is the Rich Renner stamp?
That's a great question. You know, I don't know. There's a lot of things that I want to do as a head coach, but you know, obviously, you know, the biggest thing is getting these kids to continue to come together and love each other and continue to, you know, be servants of not only each other, but the community and this campus. And I want to see, to be honest with you, as a head coach, is just continuously bringing these sports of here at Midwestern State together. You know, I mean, supporting the basketball team, supporting, you know, tennis and golf and softball and
Football's the lead dog. I mean, I don't think there's any coach here that would deny that. I mean, it's the state of Texas.
Yes, sir. That's
and
exactly
it's football
right.
And it's college football. And I've actually talked to some of the coaches about how football sets the tempo, especially going into basketball season. I know I've talked to Justin about this before. Is a good football season can oftentimes lead to a good basketball season, and there's a chain reaction.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. And I think that's so important to get our kids more involved. You know, as you're going out and recruiting these young men, you know, the biggest question always is, what is there to do on campus? Well, when you've got winning sports teams that you can go watch, like the soccer teams, you know, the men's and women's soccer team and the men's and women's basketball team, then, you know, there is that entertainment, that excitement that they can feel a part of and helping that win come through those other sports. And then obviously, you know, the camaraderie when they see each other and hang out, you know, off the court or off the field and build those bonds and relationships. I think there's, you know, that's something as a head coach, that not only you want your players to continue to bond and come together, but you want also to see that in an athletic program, you know, where everybody is coming together and supporting each other. And then obviously, like you said, then that transpires into, my opinion, is into wins.
At least for these first couple of years when you're the head coach, there's going to be kind of an interesting dynamic, because there's going to be players who knew you as Rich Renner defensive coordinator, not just Rich Renner head coach. And the head coaching role is different, isn't it? I mean, the assistant coach oftentimes is kind of a buffer between the head coach and the player. And now you're the head man. How does this change your relationship with players?
Well, I think it shouldn't change my relationship. You know, I am who I am, okay? And I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to still, as the defensive coordinator and responsible for the D-line and the linebackers and the DBs, I still had to be, you know, a certain way. I couldn't be real high, you know, emotionally or real low emotionally. I had to be even keel, because they were all entrusting in me on defense. And so you have to keep that even keel mentality, no different than being a head coach. You know, you've got now the offense that's relying on you and what you say and what you do and your reactions to say, okay, whether we win or lose, you know what I mean, how is Coach Renner going to respond? What's his attitude going to be? How is he going to carry himself and all that stuff? So, again, being that mentor for those young men, because let's be honest, all right, you can't win every ball game. Okay, now we're going to strive and try to win every ball game, but you can't win every ball game. And so, therefore, there's going to be those laws, just like in life, that we have to continue to pick ourselves up. We've got to continue to press through, and we've got to continue to work harder so that we don't allow that behavior to happen again. And so, you know, again, that positive reinforcement, you know, that hope that you've got to instill in these young men, that maybe a lot of them never had a lot of hope through their experiences with sports or high school. And so that's my job, is to be a great motivator and to get those guys bought in to teach them to how to win and be champions that we need to be.
See, this is what I was talking about. You have a lot of the demeanor of a head coach, and you always have. Let me ask you about what our prospects are for 2024. I know we're still pretty early in the process here, but that's what fans want to know is, can we win in 2024?
Most definitely. Most definitely. I think that's what's so great about this position, talking about the right fit, is that the cover's not bare here at Midwestern State. It's not like that, you know, that we've had years and years and years of whatever of losing seasons. I mean, this was our worst season in 17 years I've been here, and 22 that Coach Maskell's been here. And so and a play here or there could have been totally different. That's the exciting part of it is that, you know, you see what we have here, and the talent and the chemistry and the coaching staff with this new coaching staff. And if we can keep everybody here, which is my prayer and goal, is to keep everybody here. And then, you know, obviously replacing my position with another quality coach that's a great recruiter as well as a great mentor as well for these young men, then I feel we can only build on what Coach Maskell and myself has done the last, you know, 17 years.
Well, and you and I talked about this over the course of the season, but I know you like this coaching staff a lot, and it seemed like the group worked really well together last season.
Yes, sir, they did. And I was and again, obviously the results didn't show that, but I just really felt that it's been a long time, you know, in 17 years that I felt really good about the staff. And maybe it was a little bit because I had more input on the hiring of the guys in here, and Coach Maskell put me in that situation, not knowing that he was planning on this all along, and that's why he was doing it. I just thought that he was doing that just to continue to lean on me in this process so that we got things corrected in the hiring process. Not that he doesn't do a great job of doing that, but just again, to incorporate me and make me feel like that that I had a part in it as well, which he did, and I greatly appreciate that. But nevertheless, yeah, we've got some really fine young coaches on our staff, as well as some older coaches. We got one that's older than me, but everybody else is younger. And so, you know, that was the one thing. As you get older, you realize, and Pete, you probably can echo this, but that as we get older, you start realizing it's not just mentoring the young men that you're coming and coaching, but it's also mentoring the young coaches that are under your presence or under your watch. And so, you know, that's, as a head coach, that's part of the deal, but also as a coordinator, you know, that was part of my responsibility to show those young coaches, you know, that I'm going to work just as hard as you, if not harder. I'm going to do the grunt work that we're asking you to do, okay, that I'm no bigger than you are, and if I can do it, then obviously you can do it.
And you know you got to put up with me more now.
I love it, Pete. You know I love putting up with you. So. That's not a problem. That might be the bonus of the job.
I doubt that. Rich, thanks for doing this special podcast. Congratulations on your promotion. I know the last few days have been hectic. I think things will calm down here for you. And I just have a great feeling about you as the head coach here. And I'm admitting to total bias here, but good luck, and we'll be talking a lot in the near and hopefully distant future as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pete.
That's Rich Renner, our new head football coach here at Midwestern State University, joining us on a special podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stank Gang podcast, and be sure to be at Memorial Stadium next fall to support the Mustangs. I'm Pete Stein. So long.